I am Gabriel Morenci. We welcome Pat Mayo into the studio for his Pat Mayo Super Lock of the Week that we'll get to in a couple of moments. Pat, rough week last week. I think it's safe to assume that's the last time you'll use the Miami Dolphins as a Super Lock.
I don't play that sort of game. Just because a team burns me once does not mean I won't go back to the well, but I can assure you I will not be taking Miami this week. But yeah, I'm not going to play that game. There are teams that I will go back to that burn me all the time. If I think they're in a good spot, why play that bias in your mind? We're trying to win money here. Sometimes you're going to lose, sometimes you're going to win. But if you let that factor in, you're going to lose more.
All right, so there's a game, an interesting game that I've talked a lot about this week that most people have an opinion that the Atlanta Falcons are a fraud. And
I'm one of those people.
And that this is a horrible matchup for them going into the Pacific Northwest after playing in the altitude last week in Denver. The week before that, they had an emotional game in which they beat down the Carolina Panthers. Oh, yeah, the week before that, they were in Oakland, and they won.
I had that one.
Atlanta. We can either say, man, the Falcons are in a really bad spot right now, but we can also make an argument that they were in a bad spot for, like, basically 3 weeks in a row, Pat, and they've gotten it done. Now, you heard me and Cam talking about the weather situation in Seattle as we speak right now and throughout the weekend. But you've got some more detailed analysis, unlike the jackasses we deal with in the studio. Camera one. Yeah, it's raining.
It's the reason that I'm sitting up here, and they're behind the cameras. I do the real research when it comes to this stuff. So I looked hour by hour as of right now from AccuWeather in terms of what's going on for that game. 1 p.m. Pacific time. Obviously, it's going to be 4 p.m. Eastern time for those of you who don't quite get time zones. But it's going to be 41% chance of precipitation, which means it's probably not going to rain during the game. It's actually going to clear up around 2 to 3 hours before, so they're going to be able to drain the field a little bit. The temperature is going to go up during the game, almost 5 degrees.
You're putting a lot of faith. Putting a lot of faith.
All I'm saying, please let me finish before you start interrupting. And the biggest thing for me, and because I don't really care about rain as long as it's not downpouring, it's the wind that is the biggest factor. On Saturday, it's going to be like 30 miles per hour. On Sunday, throughout the course of the day, it's going to go down. It's going to start somewhere between 20. By game time, it should be 10 to 15. If it stays in that range and stays below 15 miles per hour, especially for fantasy purposes and over purposes, you're going to be able to pass. It's not going to be a problem, and a lot of people might stay off this game, take Atlanta in the points, and take the under, and you might be sitting pretty with Seattle -6, and that number is going to move closer and closer and closer to Atlanta. People already betting Atlanta. That number's already down. They're going to hear about the weather, get freaked, and it's going to end up being like +3.5 by Sunday.
No, I don't think it'll come down too much because the perception will be that Atlanta is a dome team, that they won't be able to handle the elements.
The money has been on Atlanta all week.
No, it's sitting at 6 points.
It was sitting at 6.5 points. The money was on Atlanta. Now it's 6. Believing in it. Like,
this line won't move too much.
I think it will.
It's not going to come down to 3. That's for sure.
It depends on how people talk about this weather.
The war of the weather, people will use that against Atlanta.
No, they won't. They'll say that it's going to be.
Seattle live in the
rain. I understand that, but they're going to see a whole bunch of points. No one's going to score in this game. Give me the points because it's going to be a field goal game. That's how people are going to think.
The average guy is going to look at this and go, oh, Matt Ryan's going to suck in the rain. They're not going to be able to throw it to Julio Jones. When the fact is, the Falcons can run the ball. They run the ball more effectively than Seattle does.
The best part of their game right now, I mean, Seattle's running the ball pretty well with Christine Michael, but
93 yards a game.
That's all they're running. That's all they're running with. They're doing a bit of passing. I mean, Russell Wilson
Falcons
was unable
for 124 yards a game.
I mean, we'll take out the Saints game. What are they doing? Not much on the ground. They're doing a lot through the air with their running backs, and that is where you can get at Seattle. Tevin Coleman's been very good
there. So who are you taking in the game, Pat?
I'm taking Seattle. Come on now.
I'm taking the Atlanta Falcons plus the points, and we should note the underdog is 16-3 in the last 19 Atlanta Falcon football games. Very, very bizarre trend going on here. No matter who they played, the last 19 games, whether the favorite or the underdog has covered 16 of the last 19 times. Buffalo Bills now up to 9-point favorites over Colin Kaepernick and the San Francisco 49ers. Earlier in the week, I was a little hesitant about this game. Feel as though it's somewhat of a trap.
It is a trap. San Francisco is going to win.
San Francisco, you believe San Francisco wins the game outright?
Yeah, I do. Bills fan, doesn't this seem like the game the Bills would lose? Doesn't it? Doesn't this reek of Bills like, 17-14?
The Bills have sort of broken their mold, Pat, in which they're an unpredictable
team. You want to think
that. I'm not in a hurry to be laying 9 points here, but I don't believe that San Francisco is going to beat Buffalo. Buffalo Bills, during this three-game win streak, they're rushing for like 178 yards a game. They're holding the opponents to 12 yards a game. I like Colin Kaepernick, and I support Colin Kaepernick's protest, but Colin Kaepernick is going to be in a lot of trouble on Sunday.
I agree he is, but the whole thing that I see it is, no matter how bad he is and how much he gets beat up, he's not going to be worse than Blaine Gabbert. So it's at least a push
standpoint. As a Bills fan, I would have preferred it was Blaine Gabbert.
Me too. But yeah. We're going to get Kaepernick. There is upside to be had. I mean, the plus nine, there's always – remember that game last year in Pittsburgh when, in terms of, like, fantasy, they were getting blown out by, like, 41 points, and then Kaepernick just went wild? There's a chance for a big backdoor cover here. 9 points is a lot for the Bills. For a team that slows the ball down, runs the ball a lot, they're going to need a defensive score, which is very much in the cards against
Kaepernick.
It wouldn't
shock me if Buffalo wins the game, San Francisco covers. And at 9 points, the back door is always open, right? You could be up by 15, 16 and get screwed over if you have Buffalo.
It's like Cleveland.
Buffalo's going to be a big survivor pick, and
I would know.
It's risky, but no riskier than everyone taking the Miami Dolphins earlier this year.
Well, put it this way.
I'm laying the points in this game. Buffalo's going to win this game 38-14.
I think if you really want to try to win some money and try to hedge out a little bit, I don't think that Cleveland's going 0-16, and Tennessee is not as good as everyone thinks, and they're big favorites. They don't deserve to be 7-point favorites. They're not that good.
The spread's a little high, but...
The spread's high, so I think the move here is San Francisco is plus 306 on the money line. Cleveland is plus 255. Bet both of them. I think one of them win.
You know, the most amazing stat, and what I said about the Buffalo Bills, you almost have to throw out what we knew about the Buffalo Bills before. Since they fired Greg Roman, they're averaging 178.3 yards per game on the ground. You know, what's amazing this year about the Bills and their defense, they have the second-ranked defense in the NFL in the red zone this year. They've only given up 6 touchdowns all year in the red zone, which is an incredible stat. So, Dink and Doink, the Ryan brothers deserve credit. We've got 1 minute, Pat. It's your super lock of the week, sitting at 2-3 after 5 weeks. Who do you have?
I almost locked in the Seattle Seahawks, but that weather does, for a super lock, is a bit too much for me. I almost locked in the Chiefs at a pick 'em or minus one, wherever you're seeing it. But then I started looking around. I looked at some totals. I don't normally lock in a total, but when you look at this game, this Dallas-Green Bay game, this game goes one of two ways. Dallas runs the ball all over them. Oh, Green Bay has the greatest defense of all time. They haven't really played anyone with a good rushing offense yet, so we'll see. But if you run the ball a lot and it's very effective for Dallas, they're going to run that clock out. They're the fourth slowest team in terms of pace of play. They run the clock down. They're not going to beat you 50-0. Now, if Green Bay wins, they might just jump out to a 30-point lead right away, and Dallas probably is not going to get back into that game because all they can really do is run the ball. So the under 47.5 in that game, two of the top 10 slowest paced teams in the NFL going head to head. Aaron Rodgers has been wildly inefficient outside of one half against Detroit so far this season. I really like that bet.
I could agree with that. The Dallas Cowboys only giving up 18 points per game on the season. Three straight games, 17 points or less. And the Packers only give up 20 a game. And you're right, Dallas like to play ball control even more so when they're on the road. Pat Mayo, Super Lock, under in the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys.